Welcome to the Calvary Community Church Podcast. For more content and information about Calvary, please visit our website at calvaryhouston.com.
You may be seated. I just want to kind of set the context for what we're going to be doing. Back on April the 10th, we, 2021, the Lord kind of made us aware of a convergence of something that he was doing. I got an email from Shannon Birdwell, who was watching some things going online at the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. We've been a part of that stream since the late 80s. And Shannon was reporting back to us. He's one of our prayer leaders in the prayer room. He's also one of our deacons. And he was reporting back to us what he witnessed and what he saw in those services. And what they did was they referenced a prophetic word that was given years and years ago. There was actually a word given to Paul Kane, who was a prophet, by his mother Anna. And before she died at 104 years old, she'd actually told Paul years before that she had a significant word for the church, and it would be confirmed by her death, and it would actually be confirmed in that story. So years passed by, and then Anna went into a coma, and she was in a coma for a number of weeks, and Paul was with her there in the hospital. I believe it was up in the Dallas area, and then one day called his friend Mike Bickle and said, "Mike, would you come be with us? I believe that it's really close." But Paul was super concerned because he had not received that word from his mother that was for his life and for the church about what God wanted to do. He's really super concerned because she had been in a coma that whole time as she was in the hospital. And so Mike Bickle went down there, and as they were in the hospital room, they were praying for her. And then his mom came out of the coma for just a moment, and Paul bent over, and she whispered this word to him. She said, Luke 4:18. Luke 4:18. That was the word for the church. And then she went back into a coma. Luke 4:18. And this was actually several months later that Mike Bickle put everything together. But in the room, they were there on April the 18th. They were ministering to her, and she passed away on 4:18, and she passed away at 4:18 in the afternoon. And so that confirmation was just pretty incredible, being for the word for the church. So they were, on April the 9th, they were sharing this story and telling the story, and the Lord was moving and working. There was a man there named Chris Reed. He's a prophetic person, and he said that 18 months before his time in Kansas City, as he's given this testimony, he said the Lord had given him a riddle. When the prince will pass, it will be 4:18 at last. And he had no idea what that word meant, but he happened to be there in Kansas City. It was just a sovereign appointment, and it's the first time that they'd interacted there in Kansas City. And Mike Bickle and the team told him about this prophetic word that was given that they'd been praying into for a long time, that when the prince would pass, it'd be Luke 4:18 at last. And so Luke 4:18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of the sight for the blind, and to release the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Calvary, as we studied recently in December, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, when the Bible talks about the Lord Jesus coming, "For unto us a son is given, unto us a child is born, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor." Actually, in some translations, he's just wonderful and majestic. And then that word counselor is separated out. And when you look it up and study that word, I discovered that that word actually means master strategist. You can't make up the things that God puts together. You cannot, if you look back over your life and you watch God at work, the mighty God, the incredible Father, the Prince of Peace, our God is a master strategist, and who could put things together in such a way that there's a prophetic word given to the church, that Luke 4:18 is the word for the church, and then someone passes on 4:18 at 4:18 in the afternoon, and then another prophetic voice gets a riddle from the Lord, doesn't know what it means, and God puts it together. And God allowed us, the reason why this is significant is we weren't aware of any of this. And on 4:17, we had a ladies' conference, and it was on healing, and we already had on 4:18 a healing service scheduled here. You can't make that stuff up. We're not even smart enough to figure that out. Does that make sense? So I'm wanting to tell you, Calvary, this is a Luke 4:18 season. We're believing that this is a season, and we want to pray into it, and we want to serve God's purposes in any way that we can. So in a minute, we're going to begin to pray, and we're going to begin to minister. But before we do, I want you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 62:1. Psalm 62:1. The Greater Houston Prayer Council is having, for 31 days in January, they're having a 5:55 a.m. prayer meeting for 30 minutes, and they're working through Andrew Murray's book called Waiting on God, a 31-day adventure into the heart of God. And God is using this to remind his people about something. Psalm 62:1. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. From God alone, my soul waits in silence. Everything that I have comes from God. Silence is stillness and solitude and silence, spiritual practices that help us to become aware of who God is. And it's a way to surrender our expectations. But it's also a way to testify, God, we are dependent upon you. We need you. We surrender afresh and anew to you. What we're going to do, while the music plays softly, we won't go totally silent. But while the music plays softly, even if this isn't for you and you don't feel led to partake of this, would you please just be quiet and let others? We're going to take 5 minutes and we're going to sit in the Lord's presence. Now, what I do is sometimes my mind just goes nuts when I'm trying to be still. And just use a phrase to refocus your mind. If you begin to think about the end of the fast today, if you begin to think about something else, you can use a phrase, Lord Jesus, I love you, and just breathe it or just speak it in your inner person. Or you can say, Lord, my soul waits for you in silence. Whatever it is, or you say, Lord, I love you. Just do something to take captive the thought. Don't fight the thought. Don't write down the thought. We're going to take just 5 minutes, and I want us just to acknowledge the Lord. The psalmist said, that's where my salvation comes from, is from my connection with God through silence. I mean, it's very meaningful for you to sit with a friend, and when you're really close to somebody, you don't even have to say anything, do you? There's the mutual sharing of life together. So, Father, we pray right now that you'll give us grace to wait, grace to be still, grace to sit quietly. Lord, would you even help us? Would you cause our minds not to race? Would you take away our anxieties? But Lord, even if we have those things, we offer them up to you and just say, would you teach us how to wait on you? Would you teach us how to make room for you? We pray this in Jesus' name.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode from Calvary Community Church Podcast. For more content and information about Calvary Community Church, please visit our website at calvaryhouston.com.